This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to the Masters of None.
Masters of None with Mike J and Art.
Masters of None.
Boop. Hey everybody, this is Phil J. Pride from Futurama.
This is Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None.
Masters of None? I checked them out. They're very funny guys.
Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Not sure what it means, but that's why I'm going to keep listening until I find out. Over and out.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Masters of None. I am Jay. With me is Art.
Hello.
And Mike.
Hi.
And this is episode 16.5, Lessons Learned from the Films of 1994. This is a free episode. We do a free one every other week on our stream. And then if you want to get the bi-weekly Patreon-only shows, head over to patreon.com/mastersofnone. And we're also streaming this one live as we do usually the free shows every Tuesday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Twitch, twitch.tv/mastersofnone on Twitch. Art's laughing hysterically, wearing his Wu-Tang and his sunglasses and his sideways baseball hat, getting all 90s. What's the matter, Art?
Is it just me, or maybe it stopped now, but I felt like Mike's screen was like surging. It was like light and dark, light and dark. Did you see that? Or
Yeah. That's because it's the lighting in the room. Here you go. Hold on.
Yeah.
The tech just never stops. It's fine. Stop.
We are all using AOL free trial discs to put this online. So this is one of the ones we used to love doing. I think we were kind of going chronologically, like through the 80s, and then we kind of lost track of what year we were on. So we just picked. Well, I picked 94 because I always remember that as a good movie year, and so that's what we're going to do today. Where were you guys in 94? Do you remember?
I was. What was it? Freshman year of high school?
Yeah, it was my senior year of high school. I'm old.
Oh, yeah.
Sophomore year of high school.
Freshman year of high school.
So formative years for all of us. And also Mike sporting his flannel and his, what shirt are you wearing?
Rusty Root. This is 97 tour, baby. I think their only tour.
The poor man's Dave Matthews Band.
Exactly.
And I'm sporting my Dan Marino jersey that I think Art actually gave to me as a gift, didn't he?
Yes,
didn't
sir. You?
Nice.
Yes.
So let's jump right into it. I mean, I might as well start because this was actually accidental. I'm like, you guys were wearing your 90s stuff. I'm like, oh, wait, do I have anything 90s? And I looked in my closet. I was like, oh, this is 90s. And I was like, oh, this is totally 90s because my first lesson learned is that Finkel is Einhorn and Einhorn is Finkel.
Oh, yes. Nice. Yes.
Anybody else have anything from this one?
Yes, I do. If you find someone's dog, you might get your own happy ending.
All right.
And I said, only in the movies will the Dolphins and the Eagles ever meet in the Super Bowl.
Ouch.
Ow. Take that, Dolphins fan.
Oh, that hurt. That hurt. What's scary is that the Eagles won one like before we did in the last 30, 40 years.
Very true.
Was 94 though like the year of Jim Carrey? Because there's a few movies that he was in that movie. Like that was like
three.
That was a breakout year, right?
That was a huge year.
That was one of my thing, man. That was when I said I was going to ask you guys. It's a great year for what was 94 a great year for? Jim Carrey. Holy shit. Ace Ventura and then two others.
Yeah, let's not give them away. No. Spoilers. All right, Art, what do you got?
All right, let's see. Lessons learned.
Oh, that was Ace Ventura, of course, if anybody didn't know.
Yeah.
All right. Lessons learned from movies 1994 is sometimes parents can go the extra distance to help their child succeed, especially getting into schools.
Hmm. Say it one more time.
Sometimes parents go the extra distance or extra mile to help their children succeed, especially getting into certain schools.
Was the sniff at the end part of it, or?
No.
The Scarface 2?
No.
Scarface, the prequel where Scarface goes into college and his dad helps him get in to college?
No. I'm trying to think because I don't want to give it away because that's the only one I had because I felt like you guys, this is a movie like it was like huge.
It's not With Honors, is it?
No.
Remember that one? Brendan Fraser?
That Joe Pesci is like that the homeless guy. Was it?
Yeah, totally was.
Really?
Yeah. the ever cute in the for like 3 years, Moira Kelly.
Oh, yeah. To give a hint to you guys, Graham helped us out with the image for today. It's from that movie.
With what?
Graham helped us out with the image. He was the one that created the artwork for this, right?
For this episode?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it.
No, I didn't either. Is it the one on Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, Forrest Gump?
Yes.
What?
Oh, I know. Mama sure cares about your schooling, boy. Wow, nice pull. Nice pull on that one.
Way to take the Oscar winner for Best Picture and go super deep on it.
Wow, that was bravo. Great.
Think about it. Like, everyone's going to go like, you know, if, you know, chocolate is in a box of chocolate. Like, I just wanted to go like kind of deep and see if you got that. So
that's fantastic.
That was really good.
Wasn't it part of our thing though too, to make it kind of like,
yeah, oh yeah, well the
yeah, thing, yeah, of course,
yeah, and plus it's got to be a lesson learned, so it's like a life lesson learned from that one. You know, that's great. Sometimes you got to go the extra mile as a parent. That's what it is. That's what the lesson learned is. I love it.
Very good.
Did you have any from this movie, Jay?
I did not. I'm not a huge Forrest Gump fan.
I was really trying hard to figure out something with ice cream. Lieutenant Dan, ice cream. That one, or my other favorite line of the movie is...
Could it be ice cream tastes better when you have no legs?
That's a good one. I was also thinking of my other favorite line from the movie is, I think it was her grandma's dog. He was a mean dog.
That soundtrack, man, that got me into Creedence Clearwater Revival. That soundtrack, I was like, all right, nice.
Yeah, that's like a Q1043's, like, you know, classic rock, like gold list, you know.
Yeah,
everything.
I think everybody had that damn soundtrack.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, Mike, you're up.
Okay, I'll go to this one. A girl who brings you food for you at work is a keeper.
Yes, especially lasagna.
Yes.
I had from that one that it's important to have a job that matters.
Okay.
And also, a roofer chooses his jobs from the heart, not from the wallet.
Beautiful.
The ones I got from that one is, where is it? People will go to great lengths to find the freshest food. And
yes.
Nice.
Turn the lights on at least once before you start having sex.
Oh, good one. The one that I said, actually, my aforementioned friend Mark actually put it in the high school yearbook. That was nice. One of his quotes in the high school yearbook. Yeah.
There's a million fine looking women in the world, dude. Most of them don't bring you lasagna at work. They just cheat on you.
There you go.
Silent Bob, Clerks. It's a good one. So and mine is, it's important to have a job that matters, boys. That's why I manually masturbate caged animals for artificial insemination. That's Kevin Smith's sister.
Really?
And then
fun fact, J-Fact.
Yeah, J-Fact. The Death Star, do contractors choose their jobs based on personal politics? the guy tells the story about that he didn't want to do the mobster's roof. Yeah. And then the guy, his friend, did it and got shot in the drive-by.
Love that. Yeah, I'll give that great. To you for the other one. J-Fact. You get that. There you go.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I just watched Kevin Smith and Jay Muse did a drop that show, Drop the Mic. They did a rap battle against each other.
Did you guys really? No, I didn't. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. you can tell like Kevin kind of pulled the reins in because he could have probably went even harder.
Yeah, I mean his was way better, and I know they probably like he probably wrote both of them, knowing him. But yeah, it was pretty good. He definitely won it for sure.
Yeah.
All right, I'm up.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, so you can easily have sex while driving a car full speed while the cops are chasing you on the way to the Mexican border.
Got one. I got one from that too. You can hold up a convenience store with a candy bar.
Yeah. This one's pretty obscure.
Art.
Yeah, I've always loved this movie, though.
It's a good movie. It's always like on Comedy Central. I was thinking I was going through the different movies from that year. And I was just like, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And I was like, I couldn't really think of anything too obscure. But I mean, that when that's on, that's like you're going to sit down and watch it.
I only really want to watch that the sex scene still to this day, because Christy Swanson is like
peak Christy Swanson
too, right there.
Yeah,
top super five. Hot. Although Big Daddy, she was very hot in.
Also, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Anyone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The one true Buffy, as I will always fight that to my death.
But the quotes, the movie we're talking about is The Chase, of course, with her and Charlie Sheen. And yeah. Isn't like Anthony Kiedis and Flea in it too?
Yeah, and Rollins is a cop too.
That's right. Yeah.
I feel like it was Henry Rollins' first cop role.
That's right.
Like first of many.
That's right.
But such a good, I mean, I haven't seen it in forever. You've seen it recently, Art?
Well, I remember not recently, but I remember like that was one that was always on Comedy Central or USA or whatever the case may be. It was some channel that would always be on, and like,
yeah, it was like a USA movie.
Yeah,
USA is a great like mid-90s, you know, bastion, just like a little hub of like little mid-90s movies, that and like, you know, Silk Stockings. Remember that shit?
Yeah. You know, in that movie though, you know how Charlie Sheen gets the cigarette lighter when she like tries to like get him like get out of the car.
Oh yeah,
like,
she burn him on the neck. Yeah.
Every time I see that, I think about the time I went through, I was still living in Illinois, I went to a Cubs game, and my friend's dad took us. And for some reason, I pushed the cigarette lighter in and I took it out. I didn't know what the hell it was, and I burned my thumb.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
That'll do it.
Dude, I was like in second or third grade. I was like playing with the button. I'm like, oh, and then I looked at it and I was like, oh, what is that? And I'm like, oh.
Ooh, it's a pretty orange.
Ooh. Yeah. Lights.
No, it wasn't orange. It was like totally gray. It wasn't like steaming or anything. And I was just like, ah. Didn't hurt, like it wasn't like that hot, but still like it left an impression. So every time I remember that movie or that scene, I was like, oh, I remember that.
Nice. All right, you're up.
All right, my next one is, never scare someone to the point where you accidentally kill them and you might have to take over their job.
Got it. Mine for that was nothing like a little murder to bring the family closer together during the holidays.
Nice.
I actually commented about this on, I think, Twitter not too long ago, over the holiday season.
Holidays, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is it Santa Claus?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Just straight up murders that guy. Straight up murders Santa, and they're like, all right, whatever. The son is like totally fine with it. It's a weird movie. It kind of holds up. There's a little bit of, you know, like datedness to it, but. Yeah, it's whatever.
I don't think I've ever seen the whole thing the whole way through.
No.
Mm-mm.
I've definitely never seen any of the sequels. I don't know about you. I know there's like two other sequels.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, nope.
But yeah, the Santa Claus. That's that was like Tim Allen's breakthrough hit, because he was, you know, the TV guy for the longest time, and then Disney parlayed that over to movies. And of course, Tim Allen's, you know, it was an ex-con, and that was like big for Disney, because they never did that kind of stuff, and they made like an exception for him, and then jumped on the Tim Allen train and used him for Toy Story and all kinds of stuff.
Yep. I wonder if there's any other convicted drug dealers who have played Santa Claus in a major motion picture.
The guy from March of the Wooden Soldiers, definitely. He was pushing whatever the 1940s equivalent of crystal meth was. 1930s.
I don't even know what that would be.
Yeah.
The movie was directed by John Passman, also worked with Tim Allen for Home Improvement.
Oh. Artifact. We get our first artifact. I think that's our first artifact of the season.
Is that nice?
I believe so.
All right, you're up, Mike.
I am. All right. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Life lesson I learned. How to play the game of three bar, and that Greenland is full of ice and Iceland is very nice, except for the hockey coaches.
I knew how this was going to skew when I was looking at the list. I'm like, okay, Mike's going to do all the kids sports movies. Art's going to do all the video game movies. I knew where this was going.
And Jay's going to do Clerks.
Yeah.
He's going to have six quotes for Clerks.
It's Mighty Ducks with a two.
Yes. D2, yeah. The Mighty Ducks. Where talk about ridiculous movies looking back. That movie's amazing. Amazingly ridiculous. First of all, the entire team comes from one town for the most part, except for like four kids. They all come from the same town in Minnesota, and this is supposed to be representing the USA. And then they go to Compton at one point and find Russ Tyler, who is, what's his name? Kenan Thompson. He's the one kid in it that they pick out from Compton, and he shoots the knuckle puck, which is just ridiculous. He just flips it on its side, and the thing flies all over the place like a knuckleball, and it's just dumb. It's great. I love all those Mighty Ducks movies. I do.
Which one has that one gif that you love with a kid like in the crowd is just like ridiculously celebrating?
Oh no, that's that's something different. That's from an Air Bud movie. Oh, okay. Yeah, that was a film drunk thing that he was talking about Air Bud.
Nice.
But yeah, D2. Art, do you have any D2 quotes? Come on, man. Do you have any D2 life lessons? I have a ton.
I mean, just go ahead then. I have none. Go ahead.
Island. Okay. All right. Oh, here's another thing too. If you're ever if you ever get nicknamed the Wolf, make sure you're a hockey coach, because the Wolf's dancing. All right. Wait, sorry.
Or you solve problems in another one of our movies.
Oh yeah. True. Good call. All right.
All right. I'm up.
Move on. Go ahead.
I'm going to get a little obscure here.
All right.
A seaman's life is to catch fish, sell fish, get drunk, and get laid.
Oh, I got it. That's the other thing, too, we could have bet on. We could have bet on Jay doing obscure movies. He could have done Clerks and obscure 94 movies. That's what I was looking through this list. I'm like, what's one he's going to fucking pull out? He's going to pull out a couple that are just...
There's so many good lines from that movie, but most of them are not lesson-based.
Right. I've never seen this movie, and I hear like it's like one of those cult classics that everybody loves, and it's hysterical.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I would be willing to bet Art's never seen it either.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's Cabin Boy, Chris Elliott. Oh man, you guys got to see that, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Just the scene with David Letterman alone is worth it watching it. Because Letterman's got a great like one scene cameo.
Oh yeah, that's right. Like, he's in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like sitting down by the docks. I think his name's like Old Salt or something like that. And he's like sitting there selling monkeys. Hey, want to buy a monkey?
Selling monkeys.
Yeah, yeah. Fancy lad. How about a monkey? So ridiculous. It's great though. Oh, you guys got to watch Cabin Boy.
All right.
Brian Doyle Murray, freaking Chris Elliott, Letterman.
Nice.
There's some good people in that. All right, Art, you're up.
All right, taking some of Mike's themes. One of my lessons is you'll never get anywhere in life if you treat your helmet like a lunchbox.
Oh, got it. Oh, can I get one from that one?
Sure.
When in doubt, just run the annexation of Puerto Rico.
I don't know yet. You got any more?
I'm done with mine.
My favorite line in the movie is I can't think of a life lesson to it, but my favorite line in the movie is when he goes, quarterback's not even on the field. Look, they got the tailback. They got the tailback covered on the wing. They got this. And then he goes, they're standing around, butts.
Oh, I know. It's a Little Giants.
Yes. It's my favorite line.
Another kids Mike movie.
I love that movie.
You guys like being just a little few years younger than me. Like I was way too old for these movies.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they hit you more. I don't know.
Back in the icebox, O'Shea, come on.
Come on. I was even playing hockey at the time and I had no interest in the Mighty Ducks.
Did you like the Sandlot?
Sandlot's great, yes.
Okay, this is like the football equivalent of the Sandlot, no?
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
No, absolutely. It is not.
Bunch of ragtag, bunch of nobodies, don't even have any uniforms or anything, and they all get together, and then all of a sudden they throw it out. And then here you go, playing up against the Cowboys.
Nope.
It's great.
It's no Sandlot, my friend. All right, I'm up. Or yeah. Who was that? Was that Arts or Mike's?
Yeah, that was mine, so Mike's up.
Go ahead, Mike.
Never wear the shirt of the band whose concert you're going to go see.
Yes. Don't be that guy. I've got one from that one, too. At any given moment, there's a movie on TV starring either Michael Caine or Gene Hackman.
Caine-Hackman theory.
Yep.
I also learned, and this is actually true. I also learned about Connecticut blue laws, that there's no liquor sold after 8. I didn't know that. That's actually a real thing.
That's a real lesson, Michael.
It's a real lesson I actually learned, because when you travel to Connecticut for your brother's college, you realize that really quick. No liquor sold after 8. Connecticut blue laws.
I don't have anything from that.
Can you blow me where the Pampers is? Do you know what it is, Art?
That baby movie? What, was it the
Baby Geniuses 2?
Baby movie.
Wasn't it like Baby Days Out? I don't know. What is it?
Looker's Talking 69. Looker's Talking 69.
Not Baby's Day Out. No?
No.
PC.
Tonight at the, what is it? Yeah, tonight at the
at the pit.
At the pit. Everybody
Everyone
gets laid.
Gets laid.
PCU art.
That's one of those movies where I just crave it every once in a while. Like I have like a movie craving where I'm like, I gotta watch that movie right now. And then I have it and I just watch it. It's great. It's a great flick. Yeah. Jeremy Piven is like, that's like peak Piven. And he doesn't get much better than that. Like PCU is, he kind of fluctuates, you know, he's like, he's kind of all over the place, but yeah, that movie is amazing. And, that was another crush for me there. Peak 90s crush. The girl that was in not the main girl, not Piven's crush, but the other kids, the pre-Frosh's crush in that movie. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I forget.
She was like the bass player in the band or whatever. She was sexy.
I remember.
And then
I think more people would remember that movie if they called it Van Pivender.
And then, of course, a couple of great live numbers from George Clinton.
Yeah.
The Problem of Funkadelic. They had performed Stomp, and they also did a cover of Prince's Erotic City, which is fucking phenomenal. Great fucking song. It's like one of my favorite covers of all time is that. Yeah, great flick. Just love it.
Nice. Yeah, definitely seek that out if you haven't. I'm going to stick with the learning real things, like the blue laws. And I'm going to say a lesson I learned is that it's illegal to also have an open alcohol container here in the state of Pennsylvania.
I know that one. Shit.
All right.
Wait. Okay. can I guess? Is
sure.
Something that I learned from it was four lefts is a circle. Is that from that?
No, I don't think
Damn
so.
Damn it. Okay.
Oh, were you saying? Oh, okay.
Oh, I know. Okay. I know what it is. I know what it is.
Do you have one from that?
Yeah, I do. All right, ready? You'll get this one. Big gulps are always a great conversation starter. And ender.
Wait, what was the last line?
I said big gulps are always a great conversation starter. And ender.
Big ups, huh? Oh. All right.
See you later.
See you later. Here. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
Hmm. Really, Art?
Why am I blanking on that?
Oh, my God.
Come on, man.
What is it?
If you made a bulldog with a shih tzu, it's called a bullshit.
All right, you want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Oh, okay. Why is that? Oh my God. Oh shit. Cause okay, I got one from that one too.
Good.
What the hell was it? Talking to the police about fashion might help you get out, might help you avoid getting a thing.
Pull over. No, it's a cardigan, but thanks for asking.
That
killer boots, man.
Yeah, that's Your first one, though, was great. It was great. Yeah. You also know it's against the law to have an open beverage container here in the state of Pennsylvania. He says that line's great.
I love Harlan Williams.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber, baby.
Dumb and Dumber. That was the third of Jim Carrey's movies for the year of 1994. Fucking huge year for that guy. Holy shit. Jesus. Holy shit. I don't know what he did. I don't know what he made for
Triple Crown.
Seriously. I don't know what he made for Ace Ventura, but I know I distinctly remember I think he made 10 mil for the mask. I'm sorry. 10 mil for the middle one and I think he did 10 or 20 for Dumb and Dumber. 10 or 20 million for Dumb and Dumber.
Somebody stop him.
Please. Fucking nuts.
And that was probably just pure fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Pure fun.
Those Farrelly Brothers movies, are you kidding?
Yeah. I just saw a trailer for Carrie in like some movie where he's like in the desert. He's like he doesn't speak. Huh? Anybody see this?
Nope.
I don't know. I don't know what the hell it was for. It's like, he's just like this, like, looks like he's like in some sort of like post like apocalyptic. He's just kind of like wandering the desert, like scavenging. He, like, he doesn't talk. His teeth are all messed up. He's got like a huge like castaway beard. No?
The Bad Batch?
I don't know.
Missed out.
It was weird. That was like Jason Momoa kind of guy comes up to him and like, I don't know.
No, it is. It's the Bad Batch. It's got Keanu Reeves and Jason Momoa.
Does it? You're just making stuff up, Art.
No, it said the Bad Batch. It's got Jim Carrey or Dark Crimes.
I don't know. This is why I'm asking.
There's one that's called the Bad Batch and it's got Jim Carrey in it. And it's got Jason Momoa in it.
I'm looking at the reflection in Art's glasses, and he's just looking at ESPN.com. He's not even looking at it. I can tell exactly. He's not.
No, seriously.
No,
we should have had him wearing glasses this whole decade.
Bad Batch. He's actually looking. He's looking at the linebacking core from Michigan State. Real quick, that's their nicknames.
No, it's called the Bad Batch.
All right.
sure. Oh,
there's a lot of people in this movie.
Hey, the chat room. My girlfriend Dre in there. She's saying she thinks maybe it was called Overcast. I don't know. Mm. Hey, how's the sound in there? Hope it's good. Let us know in the video. All right, Art, you're up next.
All right. Let's see where we at. I got two from this one. Sometimes being brave doesn't mean you go looking for trouble. And sibling rivalry is no joke.
I know it. Still a movie I've never seen. But I know what it is, I think.
Oh, I got
one
it.
One of the lessons. Go ahead, Mike.
I don't have anything from it, but I know the movie.
Is one of the lessons like, don't go over to that place because it's bad or something like that?
Everything that light touches is your kingdom. What about that dark place over there?
Wait, she says she doesn't see any video.
That's Chicago. We don't go over there. Something like
that. Yeah, Lion King, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Never seen The Lion King. Wow.
No.
Going to see the John Favreau version?
Favreau?
No. I don't like Disney animated movies. Not a fan. I haven't seen like most of them.
Will Smith as the genie?
The live action ones I'm all about, you guys.
Really?
I've seen the live action Beauty and the Beast like 400 times.
Really?
No. No. No.
Unrusted root. So yeah, there's no video, but the sound is good, is what she's saying. Great.
I don't know. Whatever. This is an audio podcast, so who cares?
Yeah.
All right.
Mike, you're up.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. I don't know if you guys are gonna get this one. It can't rain all the time.
Can't rain all the time.
Hello. Oh, yes.
Do you know?
Oh, yes. One of my friends from high school was so into this movie.
Really? There was always that one guy in school. And usually there's probably like one or two.
I know it.
He wore the jacket. He wore a jacket like that. He brought like this one like sword or knife in and he got in trouble. Yeah.
And that's usually the guy that likes this movie. The guy who brings a sword in and gets in trouble.
I think someone posted on Facebook, their lesson they learned from this is always double check the prop gun.
Yes. Oh.
That's good.
I forget who wrote that, but credit to you, sir. The Crow.
Yes.
The Crow. Another soundtrack movie.
Yeah, and but also very mid-90s soundtrack. Like, not like a Forrest Gump soundtrack where, like, anybody will buy it. It's like, no, if you're really into the 90s, you're going to fucking love this soundtrack because it was like Rage. I remember it was like Rage Against Machines, Stone Temple Pilots.
Like, I feel like there was definitely some Soundgarden or Alice in Chains on there.
The Cure was on it. I mean, it was, I have it.
Still.
I have it.
Mike played it so hard, like the plastic is coming off the other side from all the laser action.
Can't rain all the time. I don't even know how that song goes. I'm just joking.
All right, I'm up.
Yes, sir.
All right, my next one, I'm going to go obscure again. I know this is shocking. It's okay to call someone's toupee a wig as long as you say it's the bestest looking wig.
Obscure, here we go.
Also, all the wisest dinosaurs are named Stefan.
God.
I feel like this is one movie where you can. I feel like you, for especially for you, Jay, is like this actor or comedian is hit or miss.
Oh no, I love him and everything.
Okay, well, okay.
He's one of my heroes.
All right.
What is it?
Clifford with Martin Short, where he plays a little kid.
What movie?
Clifford.
Oh, Clifford.
Nope.
What? You don't know it? Where he like plays a child.
Nope. That is such a you movie, by the way.
Oh my God. Totally. You have to see that, Mike. It is the greatest.
I don't know that
one. That's such a J movie.
You have to watch it. You're a Martin Short fan, yes?
Heck yeah.
I really love the, did you see the Steve Martin Short special on Netflix? That was fucking awesome. That was great.
It was great, but it did deter me from going to see it in person.
Why?
I don't know, just because I felt like I've seen it. Like I don't need to go see it. Okay. Those tickets are like $100. I'm like, well, I just saw it. I'm sure there's more and they mix it up a little bit. Like, I'm good.
I don't see it on this page. Did you find it somewhere else? When was Clifford released? That Wikipedia page that I gave you. It was all the movies that came out.
I didn't see that.
I was on a Wikipedia page. I don't know. It was on there.
Weird. Yeah, I don't know that movie.
You gotta see it.
So what is it about?
His facial expressions in that movie and like his outfits.
Oh, it's great. It's kind of like Problem Child, except Martin Short is the child.
Yeah.
and instead of Gary Busey, it's a who plays the dad?
It's that man.
It's that guy whose name you always forget.
He's
like a Nick Nolte type.
Charles
Grodin. Charles Grodin.
Yeah, that dude he's always wearing a sweater and like a college shirt underneath.
Yeah, great.
He's always wearing shirts.
No, like he's wearing a college shirt underneath a sweater vest. That's like if they're always looking for a dad like that, like, all right, let's get that dude. That's
right.
The dude.
Right.
Yeah, if we need someone to get aggravated, let's go with Charles Grodin.
Right.
Someone is going to blow their top a lot. All right, who's up? Mike?
I think I'm up.
Oh, no, I just did Clifford, so it's Art.
Oh, Art.
All right. Only take a role in a movie where you know that the character won't try to kill you and your family.
Whoa, say one more time.
Only take a role in a movie where you know that a character won't try and kill you or your family. Mike won't know this. He doesn't like this genre. Jay might.
Who won't know the genre?
Mike. Mike won't. You like this genre.
All right. Give me another one.
That's all I got. But I think it was like the first like meta movie. It was like kind of making not in front of itself, but like.
Oh, I know it. I know meta. Reality Bites.
No.
No.
Oh. Wes Craven's A New Nightmare.
Nice.
Aztec guessed it in the chat room.
Nice.
You got it right.
Well done, Aztec. I haven't seen that in so long, man. I feel like I saw that in the movies and then I never watched it again because I remember it kind of sucked. What was that? Freddy 6? Is that what it was?
Mm. Sure.
No, Freddy 6 was like Freddy's Dead. This was like the one, like they don't consider
the one after that.
Yeah. They don't, yeah. Like, even like people like don't consider it part of the Nightmare on Elm Street series. Even like Wes Craven said, like, yeah, it's not really.
Rocky 5,000.
All right. Mike.
Okay. When in a tense situation, it's always best to sing the Godfather theme.
I thought you were going elsewhere. I thought you were going to say something about when in a tense situation, don't try and start a relationship because it won't work out.
I got that one. I know that one.
Give me another one from yours, Mike.
When faced with I don't know. I'm trying to think of something now.
Just drop a line or something from it. Give us a hint.
Come and get me. Come and get me. Come and get me. Come and get me. No. Here, I'll play you the clip.
How do I not know this?
The Flintstones?
The Flintstones.
I love the scene.
You got me on this one.
Guys, shut up.
Oh, I know what it is. Wait. Is it Shawshank?
Negative.
I don't know. What is it?
City Slickers 2.
Oh my God. City Slickers 2.
The Legend of Curly's Gold. Come on, guys. Let's go.
All I remember is that Bruno Kirby is in that.
No, he's not.
He's not? He's in the first one?
He's in the first one. Second one is Daniel Stern, Billy Crystal, and John Lovitz. That's the one who starts the whole Godfather thing. He's like a Godfather freak.
Oh,
well.
Fucking love. I love that movie. I love both those movies. That's great. My favorite line from the first City Slickers is, shut up. Shut up. It's been 4 hours. The cows know how to do it. When he's talking about setting a clock on a VCR, setting a recording on a VCR. I love it.
Mike saying he loves City Slickers too is like me saying I love Caddyshack too.
No. Not at all. I will defend that one. Negative. But yours that you were talking about, were you next anyway?
I am next, yes.
So go with that one that you just said.
Okay, so yeah, basically relationships based on tense experiences never work. So you're better off basing it on the sex.
Yeah, I got that one. Art, you know that one?
I'm still trying to figure out this light stream thing, dude.
What?
I'm pissed. I don't know. What is it?
You got more, Mike? Good.
Let's see. As the French would call it, this is my favorite. Or as the French would call it, speed. It's an Eddie Izzard line. I love that. I love that line. Speed.
Speed. The movie Speed, Art.
The movie Speed. The bus that bus, couldn't
50
slow
miles
down.
An hour.
The bus.
Nothing.
No, it's great. I'm still like, why are we not live? Like, I'm not. This is.
You
let it go.
Let it go, let it go.
And Mike's audio is bad now too on the stream. We gotta plow on, guys. Plow ahead.
What'd you do, Art? What'd you do? No. He's so mad. He's so mad.
All right, you're up. Snap out of it.
All right. Never play in a playground basketball tournament if you have a college hoop scholarship on the line.
Oh, God. No, this could be one of two or three.
Got it.
That came out this year. This was like the year of basketball movies. It's got to be the one with Tupac in it, knowing Art. Right?
Was there one with Tupac in it?
Yeah. Yep. Above the Rim?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Very slick deduction there.
Yep. That's Mystic why they call me so. Encyclopedia Brown, boy detective. And that was the same year as Blue Chips, right? With Shaq.
Oh, yeah.
Also, this, like, also was it also this, Hoop Dreams?
Hoop Dreams was also the same year.
All 3 years. Wow.
Especially for the middle movie. How can you fail TV?
Fred Savage in the chat room said Air Bud.
I was trying to think of a Blue Chips one, Art, and I just couldn't do it for the life of me because I don't think does anybody really remember any scenes from that movie?
I do when Nick Nolte's yelling like, how do you fail TV, Ed? And he's like yelling at Ed O'Bannon, wasn't it?
Was it? I think it was Anthony Hardaway was in it, right?
It was Anthony Hardaway, Shaquille O'Neal. And and the Honky Tonk Man. What was that? Buzz Lightyear? What's that dude's name?
The Honky Tonk Man.
Greg's Buttersworth, or what was that dude's name?
I don't know. I didn't think that was an actual.
He played for the Grizzlies. He played for the Grizzlies, too. Oh, man.
I thought, wasn't his name like Ricky Roby or something?
Greg Watershod.
Just making up names now.
No, but in Blue Chips, Nick Nolte's like, how do you fail TV, Ed? God damn it.
Yeah, it's Jimmy Largeman.
Greg Ostertag. Greg Ostertag, that's it.
Was not Greg Ostertag, was it? No. Yeah. Negative. I'm looking that up right now. It was Stevie Hoopsgood.
It was Damon Dunkwell.
Dunkwell. Jake Dribblesome.
No, I also remember the scene too when Nick Nolte's like recruiting, and he goes to the South and he's like, he goes into like a Southern Baptist church, or he goes into something, and he's like, there was like the whole like Southern Baptist versus other Baptist church scene. Yeah. And I was great. He's like, the white dude's like, you're talking about regular Baptist, right? He's like, for sure.
Yeah. The cat that was the other guy, his name was Matt Nover. That's not
Greg Ostertag.
That's not Greg Ostertag. What a terrible. That was bad, man. You could have said Luke Longley, and I would have believed it more than Greg Ostertag.
Did Nick Nolte play
Tag in Blue Chips?
Did Nick Nolte play Carl Coachman?
Oh, he was in
Wesley Whistleton.
Whistleton.
All right. What else?
He was in Touched by an Angel.
All right. Good for him. Are we still getting their residual checks?
Yeah.
As they're going to chair, I said Jake Balcarry.
Fred Savage said Bob Odenshirt.
He said, I'm way off. That's kind of what we're doing. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's working. Close. Yeah.
Okay. Just chime right in. Right. All right. We're getting down to the nitty gritty here.
We are.
I'm going to go. Yeah, I think so. I got like two left, I think.
Oh, I got two left as well.
I got quite a few.
You want to do another one then, Mike?
Sure. You didn't guess my one from before. Four lefts is a circle.
I don't know.
Airheads.
Incorrect.
Really?
Give us another one from it. Or another hint.
Robbing a bank with a senior citizen guard isn't as easy as you think.
Trapped in Paradise?
Correct.
What?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
John Lovett?
Trapped in Paradise. Nick Cage, John Lovitz, and Dana Carvey as three brothers robbing a bank in Paradise, Pennsylvania.
This is so you.
And they get stuck because of a snowstorm and everything. And then it's kind of like The Ref. It's like the concept of The Ref, but with three brothers, basically.
I thought it was more like the concept of Quick Change, but with three brothers.
Kind of. But yeah, another Lovitz movie.
That's good. So, yeah, who had a bigger year, Jim Carrey or John Lovitz?
Jim Carrey, easily.
Jim Carrey. Sarcasm, Mike.
Yeah. I got it.
All right, related. Connecticut is the fifth ring of hell.
Got that. I think.
It's a deeper one too.
I think I know because this is another guy that you watch all his movies. You love most of his movies.
Guy I recently met.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I just get? Is it Cops? Oh. And, is it Cops and Robbersons?
No.
I thought it was going Chevy Chase there.
No.
Dennis Leary, right?
Yep.
The ref.
Yeah. You just said it.
I just said it.
That's why I said it's related.
Yeah. My bad. Yeah.
Another good underrated movie. That's an underrated Christmas movie, people.
Yep. On our list. Actually, it's on our list once for our Christmas movies, once the kids get a little older, because we can't throw that on now.
Yeah, Dennis Leary is not even there to rob them, right? He just kind of ends up holing up there, like kind of holds the family hostage.
Yes.
It's great. And what is it, Kevin Spacey and is it Catherine O'Hara?
No. It's
no, it, am I way off?
I think it.
Judy Davis?
It's some, no. It's like a poor man's Annette Bening.
Yeah.
It's not quite Annette Bening. I don't know who it is.
Davis?
No.
Harriet Hostageson.
Sorry. Dennis Leary, Judy Davis, and Kevin Spacey.
I'm sorry. I thought you were saying Judy Dench. I was like, no.
Judy Davis is to Annette Bening as Bruno Kirby is to Joe Pesci.
There you go. Perfect.
Put it in SAT terms for everybody. All right. Art, you're up.
Don't keep on asking questions to someone who you're pissing off who's armed.
Oh, got it. Mine from this is if you're ever another tense situation, also if you're ever in a tense situation, just remember, be cool like Fonzie.
Someone in on the Discord, I think, wrote, if you're taking a dump in the bathroom, don't leave your gun in the kitchen counter.
Yep, good one.
Yeah, I had, this is a dead giveaway, but putting your tongue in the holiest of holies is not even the same sport nor ballpark as a foot massage. Pulp Fiction, of course.
Of course. If you're going to pay $8 for a milkshake, it better taste good. That's the other thing. That's
$5.
$5? I thought it was $8.
No, it's a $5 milkshake, dude.
Right, sorry.
I don't know if it's worth $5, but it's pretty fucking good.
Yeah. This was one of the Best Picture nominees. Do you guys want to guess the other ones for 1994?
Sure. Well, I know Forrest Gump won.
Right.
How many were there? Five?
One, two, three, four, five. Yeah, so you got two of them.
Are we allowed to look at the list or no?
About your lists?
No, the list of Best Picture nominees.
Negative.
Is Ed Wood one of them?
No.
No.
Martin Landau won for Ed Wood, though. Best Supporting Actor.
True Lies.
Negative. D2, yes. That's one of them.
Little Giants. And Above the Rim.
Those all won ESPYs. All right, you're confusing the ESPYs and the Oscars. And I only know that because you're looking at the ESPN website still.
Yep.
Nobody can hear Mike.
Mario's numbers.
There's
from
no video. And you're still looking up ESPN.com. I can't remember. I would have to look at the list of just the movies again to do it. But
all right. So, Four Weddings and a Funeral. Believe it or not. Quiz Show.
Okay. Robert Redford.
And one that I feel like we're going to all have a lesson from. So I don't want to say.
All right. So who's up?
I just gave mine, so Mike's up.
I'm up. All right. If you're ever unsure that the person you're talking to is a cop, ask whose side they took in the Van Halen David Lee Roth split. Oh, man. I thought that was a dead fucking giveaway. Really?
Give me another one.
Okay. All right. Same scene. Who would run? If you ever asked who would win in a wrestling match between Lemmy and God, it's a trick question because Lemmy is God.
I think Aztec got it in the chat room. Is it Airheads?
Correct.
Yes. You would think the three guys in radio would get that immediately.
That's a great movie. That is a great.
I can remember anything specifically from it. I haven't seen it in so long. But all I remember is the most true thing about radio in there is while they're interviewing him. I think that's a movie. Is it Harry Shearer who plays a DJ? And he's just like, and he's just not paying attention.
Wait, that's Wayne's World.
Oh, that's Wayne's World.
Isn't that right, Mr. Scream? I would do it completely, but everybody's sleeping in my house.
Yeah. Right on. Yeah, I gotta rewatch that.
Yeah, with three lone Aztec says with three lone rangers you're never alone.
That's true.
Yes. Love that movie. Great play.
I ain't farting on no snare drum. I have one left.
All right, go ahead.
A camera is a suitable substitute for a person left behind to tell the tale.
What?
A camera is a suitable substitute for a person left behind to tell the tale.
You mean ninjas?
No.
I don't know.
True.
You don't want Rodney Dangerfield as your dad.
Oh, okay. Got it. Got it. Yeah, this is
especially if you're a girl.
This is a fucking J movie too. No.
No idea.
Natural Born Killers.
Yes.
Natural Born Killers. This was like the controversial movie of like the next couple of years, actually.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think I've seen it. Who did that movie? Was it Oliver Stone?
I think so. Yeah, I know the story is by Tarantino.
Yeah.
But he didn't get the writing credit or direct it.
Right.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, that movie's a little rough.
I haven't seen it in so long. I got to go back and revisit it. But I used to love it.
Yeah, that is totally a you movie.
Yep.
That you fucking love.
I had the poster.
Of course. Of course. You had this soundtrack?
Oh, yeah. Great soundtrack.
I bet you did.
Totally.
Yeah.
We used to use it in college to wake up to Sweet Jane. You'd set your little rack system to like play a song off a CD to be your alarm.
Wow.
Perfect way to wake up. That and Snow Runway. Two best songs to wake up to.
There's a life lesson for you guys right there. I don't have anything from that movie. Art, do you have something?
That's my last one.
You don't have anything else? All right, I have a couple. I'll run through it fast. Ready?
One. Yep. My last one.
Go.
Some people might not like it when you dig a little deeper. It's a weird reference, but it kept on being said over and over again in the movie. I remember watching it back in the day.
Say it one more time.
Some people might not like it when you dig a little deeper.
I don't know.
No one's going to get it. It's clear and present danger. I remember like Harrison Ford's character saying it over and over again. I was like, what the hell is that? Like, why does he keep on saying that?
That was like the period where like Harrison Ford was just in all these like action thrillers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. What else? The Fugitive was that time, I feel like.
I didn't kill my wife.
I don't care.
That was during Harrison Ford's grumbly phase.
Didn't say like Harrison Ford's the only person who can smile and frown at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna run through a bunch of mine because
bring us home, baby.
Go fast. Ready? Buddha can break up a double play slump.
Major League.
Angels in the outfield.
No, Major League Two. You can kill as many people as you want as long as they were all bad.
True Lies.
Correct.
Speed round.
You can always trade a pickle for a nickel, or better yet, 2 cents. This is way obscure, and you're never going to get it.
Legends of the Fall?
Little Rascals.
Little Rascals. Yeah. I said it.
Oh,
I got it.
All right. Congrats.
That's also, I got a dollar. Okay, hey. Nickel.
Here it is.
How about 2 cents?
How about 2 cents?
Okay. I have two pickles.
I have two pickles. Hey.
I love that.
The Bills do it. I got a dollar. Hey. I got a dollar.
We got a dollar.
We got a dollar.
Hey.
That's actually a fun movie, man.
I still sing that.
All right. Have you ever seen that with your kids?
Yeah. Not with the kids, but I've seen it back in the day.
You should throw it on for them. It's fun. It's pretty great, man. Because I used to watch Little Rascals like crazy when I was a kid. It's pretty good, man. They do all like the classic bits. The kids are good. It's a good time. Keep going.
Okay. Sometimes we don't always go out on top. This really has nothing to do with the movie except for...
You're just talking about this podcast?
No. That too. Yeah, that's a good point. Sometimes we don't always go out on top.
Oh, sorry. Fred Savage made a great point. Trump has a cameo in Little Rascals, so don't show it to your kids. Art.
There you go. Right. That's okay. Right.
Especially Mike. Don't show it to your kids.
Don't do it. What I'm referencing is Street Fighter, and that's because the last movie that Raul Julia did before he died.
Oh, Jesus.
We always get on top, Raul Julia. I apologize. I feel so bad for him every time I watch that movie. I'm like, oh, God, I'm sorry.
Every time you watch that
movie. Yeah, I watched it about a half dozen times. Sure.
I mean, Gomez Adams had the best finishing move.
And last one, and this was the other one that was nominated for Best Picture.
Adamsism.
And I'm very surprised nobody has referenced this one. You can get anything you want if you know a man who knows how to get things.
Give me more.
Raquel Welch has quite a deep hole behind her. Yeah, I mean, it could go really obvious. Get busy living or get busy dying.
All right, there you go. Shawshank.
Yeah, there you go. That's the other. Best Picture nod for the year of 1994.
Such a huge plot hole. Is how did he get the poster totally flattened back after he went through?
Totally flattened back.
Because the poster is like completely back to like covering the hole.
Yeah.
How did he do that?
You put little weights in the bottom.
Is that what happened?
You can. Yeah, sure.
You put a little... You can. That's not what happened in the movie.
Well, I'm sorry. This isn't Batman Begins where it's like, this is where I got the cowl from, and these are where I got the ears, and I have to describe every little fucking thing. No, it's... Hey,
just whatever. Saying.
Biggest blot all.
Coming black.
Yeah. Do you want to guess what film won the Razzie Award for that year? So Forrest Gump won the Best Picture. What won the Razzie for that year?
See, they're backing me up in the chat room. It was perfectly taut, the poster. There's no way you could do that from the inside. Anyway, what won the Razzie? Oh, Jesus. Shawshank was the other Best Picture nominee, right?
Yes.
The Razzie had to go to The Mask.
Negative.
Hudsucker?
No, Hudsucker Proxy actually was not on that list.
Richie Rich.
It was The Color of Night. The Color of Night with Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis is in that movie. And oh, that was one that somebody wrote in our Discord. Was the even at the height of wealth, McDonald's is still, what was the line? What does he have? Do you have it?
Oh, yeah, let's see those Discord ones, all right?
Yep.
All right, yeah. No matter how rich you are, you'll still think McDonald's is the height of cuisine.
Yeah, that one.
This is all from Greg Matt Swan. If you can't go to heaven, you can always destroy a star and bring heaven to you. Never have sex in a convenience store. You might end up fucking a dead dude. Some films are better as TV shows with the actors replaced. It's not
is that one of the Star Trek generations, maybe? That was Clerks before that. Go ahead and keep going.
It's not a motorcycle, it's a chopper.
That's Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
And if a dude tells you he polishes rocks, he's up to something?
That's Shawshank. The first one, the McDonald's one, that's Richie Rich.
Is it really?
That's Richie Rich, yes.
I thought that was just the present day White House.
That's very true.
That's only if the Little Giants win the championship.
Right.
The Little Giants win the championship, they get filet mignon.
All right. You also just said, since we prepped up for it, what was some good things that happened in 94 and some bad things, right?
Yeah. What was it was a great year for Jim Carrey, is what I said.
Mm-hmm.
And what was this a great year for in your eyes there?
Video games, because the Sony PlayStation 1 was launched back in December of that year.
Ooh, fun.
PlayStation 1?
Yep.
What did you say? Cool.
Yeah, PlayStation 1. And then it sucks if you're a Bills fan, because that was the fourth Super Bowl that they lost in a row.
It was a terrible year for the Buffalo Bills.
And Kurt Cobain committed suicide that year.
Oh, yes. Grunge music.
And because we had Above the Rim, Tupac got shot 5 times.
That year?
Yep. That was when he just got robbed and then he got shot. Oh. And then he was still alive that time. And then O.J. Simpson and his...
Oh, yeah.
Big year.
Huge and Jay's favorite team, the Jacksonville Jaguars, were introduced into the NFL.
The top grossing film of the year? Any guesses?
Forrest Gump.
Correct. $330 million.
That's crazy.
And did you know that Hanks took 8% of the profits on top of his $20 million paycheck? So he made $60 million from Forrest Gump alone.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Damn. How did he know?
I don't know, man.
That's crazy.
Fucking Hanks. This year, here's a little fun fact for you. This is my fun fact. This year was the year that a first movie to have an official website. Want to guess what movie that was?
It was...
We haven't mentioned it.
We have not mentioned it?
We have not mentioned it.
Hmm.
Which one?
I don't know.
Stargate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Stargate was the first movie to ever have its own website.
There it is.
Odd. And there you go. There you go. That's my fact.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Fun. That's that hell of a year. Holy shit. For movies and entertainment, that was a crazy year. Freshman year in high school.
Good times. It is. I think it was also the year I lost my virginity, you guys.
All right.
An even better year.
Chalk that up. What was it a good year for? Jay's dick.
And with that, we will talk to you guys next week on Masters of None. I'm Jay from Mike and Art.
See ya.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None.
Check out the website, mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name. I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
Maybe they had someone had it and they were like, we want that. We got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got it, they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back. As we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.